I smell something good, Nash said. Gristle agreed. A little too fresh, perhaps, but delightfully delectable just the same, eh? Still living, methinks, but we can take care of that when the time comes. Hee-hee, that's the best part, ain't it? Taking care of it. Gristle looked fondly at her mate, and the two of them smiled, content for the moment to imagine the source of their pleasure, not wanting to stir from the bit of swamp where they'd been snoring away the day, half-submerged in the mud. "A young'un, I'd hazard," Gristle said. "Oh, yes, shall we investigate?" Nash agreed, hoisting himself out of the greenish-brown sludge. "Not that there's any need for us to hurry, mind. I detect a whiff of paralysis about our prey. Speaking of whiffs, though, my dearest dumpling, don't you pick up another sort of odor in the musky air? The scent of a creature that gallivants all over town, one who owns a crabby face with a hawkish nose and a mouthful of crooked teeth. In fact, my lovely morsel, I think if you listen close, you just might hear his jingling." Nash tilted his warty bullfrog's head to one side, cocking his ear in the general direction of Lincoln's scent and sniffing. His bulgy eyes bulged a little more, and a drooling leer transformed his ugly face into something even more devilish. "Ah," he chuckled, "elf!" "Frightened elf, I should say," Gristle offered. "An elf whose silly prank has gone astray, do you think, my lovely lumpkin?" They giggled, wrapping each other round in a slithery embrace, then smooched like a pair of mudsuckers and paddled off in their hunched, half-walking gait to meet their dinner.